Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
We welcome Andrew Foster into the studio. Thanks for coming in this morning, Andrew. Life and Taxes.
Good morning, Mike.
Do you like being called the tax man?
Eh.
The life man.
The Could life be man. Called worse, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, you are like the people's hero for the last couple of weeks here. You've been just coming in here. First, you extended the filing date from April 15th, which was yesterday, to July 15th. You told about free money from the government. You told about the stimulus check. You're on a roll here.
That's right. Yeah. Check your bank accounts.
It's coming in.
That's right. Yeah. We definitely had talking with individuals yesterday and deposits were being made.
Yeah.
So definitely check your bank accounts for that stimulus money. And they also have a new web app. So just, it was going through a lot of, it was very popular yesterday for people to check
their status. Yeah.
So it was running pretty slow, but you know, I would encourage you, you know, if you haven't gotten your money yet, to go ahead and check that, and it will give you an idea about where you are in the process of receiving your stimulus
sure.
money if you haven't gotten it yet. But you know, Mike, we've talked about all that stuff. And normally this is April 16th. This is the day after
catch your
tax
breath.
Day.
Yeah.
It's a catch your breath kind of day. This is a day to have a little fun.
You'd be playing golf today on
you know?
A normal day.
So you know, I thought that we on the radio program, you know, everyone in this Corona world that we're living in right now needs to take a step back and just kind of have a little fun.
Maybe have a Corona.
And I think the you know America has because there's been this obsession with this television program on Netflix, Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what, if you haven't watched it, it's a little spoiler alert right here. So if you haven't watched it, I am going to drop some spoilers relative to Tiger King. But it definitely has murder, mayhem, and madness, but it also has estate planning lessons.
No kidding.
Yeah. And you know, me as a lawyer, you know, I think that's one of the interesting things when I'm watching shows, you know, I tend to focus in on, wait a minute, there's estate issues involved here and let me figure out what's going on. And that was honestly where I found myself in episode 3 of Tiger King. And so you know, if you haven't watched it yet, basically this show is about self-professed Tiger King. His name's Joe Modinato Passage. Joe Exotic mm-hmm. is his name. An eccentric private zookeeper, country music singer, one-time candidate for President of the United States and Oklahoma governor, who actually got over 20% of the vote in Oklahoma. Unbelievable.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Who's now serving a 22-year federal prison sentence for murder for hire and other animal abuses. And he had a ongoing feud with a woman named Carol Baskin, who owns the Big Cat Rescue down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And they just went back and forth at each other. And if you've seen it, it's wild. Things get wild and crazy. And actually, the estate planning lessons aren't between Joe and Carol. It's between Carol and her husband, who went missing, named Don Lewis. So Don Lewis and Carol were married in 1991, and they started what's now known as Big Cat Rescue back mm-hmm. in 1991. Mr. Lewis was last seen August 18th, 1997, and according to Carol Baskin, the last thing he said to her that he was leaving early the next day to hop a flight to Costa Rica. And they later find his van at the airport with his keys and briefcase and everything inside. No manifest to Costa Rica. No evidence that he actually got off the ground and went there. Carol Baskin suggested he had memory issues, which may have contributed to his disappearance, but other people refuted that. Ironically, the week before he went missing, Mr. Lewis had told his assistant, you know, hey, if anything happens to me, should happen to me.
Just in case.
You know, just in case, probably going to be Carol. Might want to look into her because, you know, we've been having some issues. You know, we've disagreed about the direction of the business. I think I want to go file for divorce. Oh, by the way, I filed a domestic violence protective order against her, a couple of months ago. Things are rocky on that front,
to say the least.
And then here we go. He then disappears. And when he disappears, they find Carol comes forward with the most interesting power of attorney document that I've ever heard of, Mike. And this is where the estate planning really starts and where my mind just starts really racing. Because in this power of attorney, so we talk about durable power of attorneys a lot on this show.
Yep.
Durable power of attorneys, who would handle your financial affairs if you're unable to do so?
Right.
So this is key. Here we go. We got Don Lewis. He's now in the wind.
Gone.
Maybe fed to a tiger. I'm just saying. But he's in the wind. And, you know, here's this power of attorney that pops up. And most of the time we talk about, you know, death and disability, incapacity. Those are the types of words we use with the power of attorney where we say, okay, if these things happen, you know, you're up. In this particular one, this one shall not be affected by any disability. Standard term. Standard term there. You don't want your power of attorney affected by disability because you want someone to be able to handle your financial affairs if you find yourself disabled or incompetent.
Sure.
Or disappearance.
Bingo.
Disappearance. Never seen that one thrown in the old power of attorney, Mike. And so this document comes forward, and then guess who's in charge of, you know, Mr. Lewis's affairs while he is missing? Carol Baskin.
Imagine that.
The individual who he claimed he was going to divorce, going to, you know,
Rocky.
Leave. Yeah, exactly.
I disappeared. Look at her.
You know, if anything happens to me, look to her. So here we are where Carol Baskin is in charge of these affairs. A woman by the name of Anne McQueen, who happened to be Mr. Lewis's personal assistant, came forward and said, you know, he trusted me with these things. And by the way, he gave me some estate planning documents, and I had them in my possession. Carol got to my office first, and they mysteriously
disappeared. A lot of things disappear in this.
Disappeared. So, you know, were these documents, would they have, you know, been different from the power of attorney that was utilized by Carol Baskin? I'm guessing so.
Right.
And so I think, you know, here's where we learn a lot of lessons on the estate planning front. And the first one is the importance of where you keep your estate planning documents. Okay. Now here you go. You got Mr. Lewis out there. He gives it to a trusted confidant, Anne McQueen, someone he can trust, an administrative assistant, but on property that Carol had access to. You know, not a great spot if you're trying to safeguard your estate planning documents. You know, one thing we do at Harvell and Collins, Mike, is that we offer our clients the ability to keep their original documents at our office. We're lucky enough to have space to be able to store these documents and keep them safe for our clients. So if Mr. Lewis would have been our client, would have come to us and would have had his estate planning documents done with Harvell and Collins, this would not have been an issue because we would have made sure to keep those documents safe for him. And we would have said, look, when Carol comes forward with her power of attorney, maybe that was a fraudulently done power of attorney.
Yeah.
We'd have the other documents to put up against them. Yeah. And then it's a battle of the forms at that point in time about which document should govern his affairs while he is missing. The next thing is, you know, update your documents. You know, here we have a situation where we think he may have updated. We don't know for sure whether or not he updated his estate planning documents. There's obviously Anne McQueen believes he did. If you have things in your life where situations change, you know, you're able to update documents. When someone separates or is in the middle of a divorce or anything of that nature, you know, there's a good time where, hey, look, let me think about my estate planning documents. And maybe during this period of time, I need to go in and update those documents. You know, we tell our clients, Mike, this isn't a one-time deal, you know. We'd like it to be, I mean, you know, but the problem is life happens. Things happen in your life where documents need to be updated and changed. And maybe Don Lewis, who is having some marital issues, you know, and probably wanted something different. He had kids from a previous marriage. We have that scenario all the time at Harvell and Collins. You know, maybe he would have wanted his kids to get more of his estate because in the documentary, It talks about, they interview his children. They said they got about 10% of Don Lewis's estate at the end of the day, and Carol got 90%. And they say she got the good assets and they got the crummy assets because she was in charge.
Yeah.
Now, you know, obviously the evidence in the documentary is very general, you know, very on the surface level. And then going back and trying to research this, I've read a couple of blog posts from some other individuals who've gone back and said, hey, I'm interested in this and I got some time due to this corona thing, so let's go try to pull some documents. You know, back in the 90s, the record keeping and, yeah, and the digital documents just aren't as good as what they are in today's world. So it's hard to say exactly what was going on here. But, you know, the big picture is that Mr. Lewis, what happened with Mr. Lewis's affairs after he went missing,
yeah,
fed to a tiger, probably was not what he wanted to happen. But he didn't take the steps necessary to, number one, safeguard his documents to make sure if that wasn't what he wanted to happen, those documents were going to be readily accessible and able to be presented to a court. And then number two, you know, make sure that he got those updates done because he interviewed his lawyer. Mm-hmm. And his lawyer, you know, can't say too much. But, you know, really didn't come right out there forcefully and say, oh, yeah, I know what Don wanted, and that's not what Don wanted. He didn't come out there and, you know, say those types of things. So, you know, you're not quite sure what exactly his wishes were. But, you know, always make sure when life comes at you, think about those estate planning issues. You know, right now in this virus time, a lot of people have those types of things on the brain. You've got your financial assets on your mind. You know, you've got your legal affairs on your mind. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a good time to give Harvell and Collins a call.
Absolutely.
Let us have an appointment with you. You know, we do telephone appointments right now, you know, so you don't have to worry about coming in the office. Mm-hmm. And we will go over your affairs and make sure that everything is in order. And if changes need to be made or documents need to be updated, we'll make sure that we get you in a good situation so you know, you don't end up with a...
Being eaten by a tiger. The phone number for Harvell and Collins, take Andrew up on that offer, 252-726-9050, 252-726-9050, or go online to harvellandcollins.com. Thank you, Andrew.